Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to his ibadat worship, when it is done, performed, the method that his servant adopts to worship him, that most precious and beloved method, that is, that however much more in his ibadah there will be, you could say, concealment, if he does it in isolation without showing off, that ibadah is very beloved to Allah, that person's ibadah. And this, for the insan, is very difficult. Because his heart says, his nafs says, that everything I do should be zahir, should be visible. People should see what I'm doing, praise me, appreciate me, so that I'm uplifted. And they consider, or he considers, that at the time when there's wah, wah, and people acclaim me on my worship and I have fame, then this is my success in reality. In reality, this is not success, this is a very big danger. It's a very big danger. In the Khanqas, our Aqabireen, our pious elders, especially Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Quds Sirah, with regards to these things, to his murideen, to his students, he did islah. He improved them, he purified them. He worked hard on this aspect, because this is also an aspect, a type of a sin, and it is also a strange condition of a person. Obviously, a person looks very wealthy, his ibadah are numerous, and he looks to be pious, etc. But in reality, he is the poorest with regards to the akhirah, the hereafter. That's what Allah Ta'ala, to regards to this amal, he said, I hold it very beloved, I like it, that the more a person worships without showing others, in hiding, in isolation, conceals his deeds, doesn't try to make them apparent, visible, Allah Ta'ala very quickly becomes pleased with such amal deeds. Deeds that are not done to show others. Look, Allah Ta'ala has instructed us to pray salah. Allah has instructed us to pray salah. Salah is fard, compulsory. This is the case, isn't it? Salah is fard. We come to the masjid, we fulfill the fard. As soon as we fulfill the fard, then Allah Ta'ala's law, principle changes. Then Allah Ta'ala says, now the balance of salah, the remaining salah, is not on the level of my hukam that you have to pray here. The rest of your salah, that salah will be greater if you pray it in concealment and hiding. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, alone, alone. So when a person goes home and completes his salah, fulfills his salah, that salah is greater. Compared to the salah where a person prays the balance of salah in the masjid. But today we see that we just complete the rest of the salah in the masjid. The reason for this is that the respected ulama, scholars, have mentioned this point, that it is also great, that salah which is completed at home, the nafil ibadat, etc. But the problem here is that we are in the age of fitna, fasad, disorder. Obviously, there's so much fitna. As soon as a person leaves the masjid, there are obstacles, there are distractions. Somebody stood for salam, somebody stands for talking. You remember something, you remember the shop or this and that. And then shaitan is present, obviously, and nafs is always present, the desires, and they look for excuses and ways. Oh, I prayed the fard. What difference does it make? It's danger regularly that ibadah, worship, shaitan, he steals it from the individual. So pious elders said that rather than look for afzal salah, it's better that in the masjid complete your salah. Yes, subhanallah, the hikmah. That if a person is prepared, ready, and he is capable, the shaitan, then he's a goner. Yeah, if he is capable, then it's better for him, if he's ready and capable, that he goes to pray salah, the rest of the salah at home. The balance. So the point arises here is that you or me, why don't we try to pray the afzal salah? For that, we should prepare ourselves, improve ourselves internally, batini, spiritually, via the dhikr of Allah, that alhamdulillah we become capable, that Allah's ibadah. Until we don't complete it, and we don't get sakina and contentment, that we go home and do that ibadah first. So instead of leaving it, or to leave that greater reward, the point arises that improve yourself. Make yourself capable, work hard, make effort, improve yourself. To that point, you can attain the greatest reward. We should have that much power, energy, spiritually, that these amal, these deeds, that we are capable of opposing the forces, that we say the evil forces, that I want to pray the greatest reward of salah, and I can't leave the masjid and go home and pray salah. I can't even go into the dunya and then pray the greatest. No, there's a danger that maybe I'll leave it. Then okay, say, arouse yourself and say, is this the case? I'm that weak that I have succumbed to my weakness. No, I'll become stronger. Show me if you can stop me now. Say that. Challenge yourself for doing the good deeds. If you don't challenge yourself in doing the deeds, then in Allah's court, a person, a human being, cannot be successful. Our life, every step is a challenge. It's a fight. It's a preparation. That where a person becomes a coward, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dua masura, that Allah ta'ala, Allah save me from negligence and laziness and bukhl. Save me from this. A human being, that Allah save me from weakness. So we consider that today I'm not going to work, today I'm not going to the shop, I was weak. No, I need to strengthen myself. If I don't go, then I won't go tomorrow, then the day after that, then my shop's gone. Business downhill, employment downhill. So if you're not getting up today, if you have to wake up for work at 8 a.m, you get up late, then you will scold yourself. Why am I lazy? Why am I bone idle? Some people take medicines. If I take the medicine, so I can get stronger physically, so I can work. So people take vitamins, don't they? Say subhanallah. People take vitamins. Yes, safeguarding. If we take vitamins for these things, then we should take vitamins for this as well, which is dhikrullah. Subhanallah. So then if you don't get strong, tell me. If the change, improvement doesn't come, then explain. But we don't want to do this because we are cowards. We were cowards, we'll die as cowards, and we'll go into the grave as cowards. We'll go in that form. So the better state is that person, if he's weak, you can't fight yourself spiritually or the environment or what's around you, then make yourself strong, brave, courageous. Strengthen yourself, make yourself capable. That look, we have to see here, that Allah's given instruction, and I'm not practicing this instruction. Oh, it's a minor, I'll go for this minor reward, I'm weak, I won't go. Yeah, question doesn't arise. I will do this action Allah wants. Why can't I do it? Why should I leave this greater reward? One point, okay. So now the next point. That nafal ibadat, extra ibadat, why is it afzal? The farz salah you've prayed, or the farz action, I'm not comparing with the farz, but with regards to that point, that Allah Ta'ala has instilled His pleasure. That why is Allah Ta'ala not hidden His pleasure there in the farz? Farz is higher in status, say subhanallah. This is something to think about. So farz, that nothing can compare. That we should have concealed our faraid as well. If Allah Ta'ala loves the actions that are done in concealment, isolation alone, then I should pray for at home, if this is the case. So what's the point of that fard? You have to walk, run, strive, not on your own. Allah says, pray salah in jama'ah, in congregation. The bigger the jama'ah, the greater Allah Ta'ala says, my pleasure, your observance of the... So Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, it changes when it comes to fard. Why is it different when it comes to nawafil? So here Allah says, the more you're alone, Allah says in fard salah, the bigger the gathering, the jama'ah. Look, when you go to a big masjid, there'll be more people there, there'll be more reward. The pious elders have stated that because all those people get that thawab, then the dua will be accepted more as well. For this reason, you know Jummah salah, when you pray Jummah salah, it's stated, praise Jummah salah in the Jamia masjid. Jamia Masjid. You know there's more reward in the Jamia Masjid. Why? Because in Jamia Masjid there's a bigger gathering, bigger assembly, big difference. Yes? Such a great salah. Allah says that the nafal salah, the lesser salah, Allah says, read that, pray that in isolation. So there's a point for the lovers that I'd like to present to you, the fakirs. The fakir point. You'll enjoy this point when you hear it, inshallah. The reason for this is this. That fard, what is the reason Allah said that go openly pray amongst the people? That's number one. Fard is the order of Allah, do it. Nafal is not ordered, do it. Say subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nafal has Allah Ta'ala emphasized, forced, that for example sunnah, do more, do enough, do more than this. Fard is hukam, 4 rakah, you have to pray. Yes. And nafal, there's no hukam. So in the hukam, the instruction and non-instruction, there's a difference in the grade. So I'll go beyond, I'll explain to you the point a bit better. So with regards to hukam, instruction, we have to pray, the fard. After that, with the hukam, and then there's another amal here, another action. The situation is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants the five times in the world, the whole world, everywhere, my greatness is mentioned. Say subhanAllah, my azmat is mentioned, my glory is elevated via adhan, via takbir, via ikama. When we pray, ikama, via the ikama, Allah says that you must elevate. Not just that, but the one man put him forward. Sometimes he prays in silence, sometimes he prays with a high voice. SubhanAllah. Look at this point. So here, within the here, you have to elevate Allah's glory, His status, His greatness. Do you understand? That Allah Ta'ala's kibrai, His greatness, we are making it. Afzal, Allah says, that on a, we have come for a job, a task, say subhanAllah, we've come for a task here. When we come to pray salah, we are fulfilling Allah's instruction, you stand, the whole world, you advertise, announce Allah is one, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, the whole world belongs to Allah, He's the controller. And physically, the people who don't believe, this is like a medicine for them, say subhanAllah, bitter pill, the minars of the masjid, they pinch them, the azan pinches them. Just like shaitan, he's pinched most of all by what? Azan. Adhan. Where there's adhan, what does azan? Shaitan do? He runs miles away. Why? Because in adhan, the adhan is inviting to pray Allah. Allahu Akbar, you say in azan. Say subhanAllah. Subhanallah. Look at this. Do you understand? What a greatness of adhan. So this is the meaning of the fard action. Allah says you are announcing, advertising every man who stood in salah, fard, in jalal. He's passionate. He's in love with Allah. Big duty, task he's been given to pray in the fard. Openly, the angels are protecting us. From the angels, from the heavens, the angels descend every salah time. They see. Why? Because we become different that time. We are fulfilling Allah's instruction, order. In the whole world, the universe, we're announcing, how dare you, Allah is haq, He's the truth. Listen, Allah is great. Listen about His greatness, His glory, His strength, His power. In some salahs, Imam Sahib recites loudly. Sometimes suddenly, the bigger the gathering, Allah says, the more thawab I give to that gathering. That's why there's more thawab for the fard. Now, nafal, subhanAllah. We come to nafal. The lovers, they understand. Shall I tell you the point of the lovers who understand about the nafal? Ibadah. What comes in my heart, I share with you. I'm not Imam Ghazali that I have studied and I know everything. This is not the case. This is just the heart, and I share that with you. Brother, nafal, voluntary. So here with fard is hukam, instruction. In nafal, there's ishq, love. Your love is being demonstrated and displayed now. Say subhanallah. That is hukam, order, jamal, jalal. And here there's ishq, muhabbat, love, passion, enjoyment, rejoicing. What is the rejoicing in nafal? That with the fard, when Allah orders you, you pray salah, you prostrate, and your emotions are different. But the ashiks, the lovers, subhanAllah, who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they love Allah's greatness, they love His dhikr, they love remembering Allah, they love remembering Allah in sujood, in qiyam, in ruku, in bowing. So the ashik, he says, Yaar, that this fard, I ate the one piece of barfi, but I want the whole box of barfi to eat it. Is this not the case? That in front of you, when there's nice food, delicacies you like, and even after you finish food, you try to put your hand on the plate. There, is there anything left here? So the ashiki seeks the four rakah that finished too quickly. The fard, that finished. What shall I do now? The ashik says, the lover. What I want to do now? What should I do? Allah Ta'ala says that now, that is regarding your love. How much love you have. So remember, a principle of love is this. That the principle of love is this. That ishq is not done commonly amongst people. Allah says, if you love me, if your love is forcing you to do my brother, then come to the corner. Come to the side. Come to the side for the extra. Come where? Come to the side, to the corner. Why? Because ishq doesn't love advertising, announcing. This is the point of the lovers. Lovers, the love of a person, mahbuba, beloved, doesn't lie. He says, I want to see you. Oh, come on the road and we'll meet there. He says, no. We won't meet there. It's the corner of the, somewhere it's the night, isolation, hidden. Come in hiding. Nobody should know. Wear dark clothes so nobody can see you. SubhanAllah. Isn't it? That's what happens, isn't it? In the dunya. SubhanAllah. Subhanallah. So the mashuk, that's the demand of the one who loves the other person. So the person who loves the other person does it in hiding, displays in hiding. So Allah says, if this that was the fard, you fulfilled my instruction, so with regards to your love for me, then I'll give you more thawab then, isn't it now? If you do it in hiding. So there, that was the stick, the scolding, and that was dragging you, and it was the fear, if I don't go, Allah will give me punishment, I'll go in hellfire. Here Allah says, that's not the case. Here, my love will drag you, pull you, demand you. It's your love that's bringing you, your passion and your ishq. So here stated, subhanAllah, the more you do the practice of the nawafil in hiding, in akhfa, khafi, the more the color, the effect takes place on the nafal ibadah. That's why Allah says, come in hiding, isolation. The rest of the ibadah, salah, come and pray in isolation on your own. I like that more, Allah Ta'ala says. There, you will also like that. The true lover will do that. And you experience this after fard. If you go home and pray the nafal salah in your room, in isolation, in the corner, you'll get so much taste and enjoyment. Don't you? Experience it. Tahajjud, if you pray at home, you'll enjoy it. In the morning, the sunnah of fajr at home, if you pray, so let's look at the enjoyment of praying the sunnah of the fajr at home. There you'll be looking left, right, others looking at you, everything showing off. Looking at people, I say, what sort of ishq is this, my friend? You're looking here, left, right, you're speaking to him, and looking at other people, then you pray two rakah nafal, then sunnah, like this. Allah says, what's this? Allah Ta'ala says, that the ashik, the lover he likes, I want to go home straight and pray at home. Okay, so when you get home, Allah Ta'ala says, that the lover, that which tongue and which language does he pray to Allah? Do you ever think about this? The ashik, the lover of Allah, when he speaks to Allah, like I was saying yesterday, when the jazb, the passion comes out, when he speaks to Allah, he wants to speak to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala has given such a mode, a medium through he which he can pray, say subhanallah. Such a method, that is kalam Allah. Kalam Allah. Salah, you cannot pray salah without Quran. Yes, because you can't speak to Allah without Quran. So Allah says, when you pray salah, if Allah said, don't pray Quran, read hadith in the salah. Has Allah said this? No. Shart, condition, that when you pray salah, you must recite the Quran. Otherwise, you cannot discuss with me, speak to me. So you're in this dunya. Allah says, if you want to speak to me, this is not that generation yet that Allah will remove the veils in the akhirah. When you're in front of me, that will be a different discussion. But now you're behind the veil, the barrier. So me and you, when you speak, there's a barrier between that. That is kalam Allah, Quran Pak. The Holy Quran, when you recite it, that all of your emotions of salah will come into you, and you'll pray and recite those verses that Allah Ta'ala likes, so that they can arrive to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will accept it. Subhanallah. So every word Allah has put in every verse, there's the taste, the enjoyment, the belovedness of Allah, the closeness to Allah, the illumination, the person who is, there's waqiyat, there's events, there's incidents, there's verses, Surah Yunus, Surah Yusuf, Surah Rahman, Surah Yasin, all verses you will get, alhamdulillah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And these verses are the way, the method through which we have to speak to Allah. That's why, do you understand why there's more thawab in the nafl? More thawab. Allah Ta'ala spoke so much in this, the ishq with regards to the love to Allah. And this is the connection that it pulls and drags the servant to Allah. So Allah says here that when the human being via nafl seeks me, subhanAllah. Allah says, when my servant seeks me, looks for me via nafl, Allah says, I grab him and I make him my beloved. Such a beloved I make him that I become his tongue, I become his hand, I become his ears. SubhanAllah. Who is this with regard to? Nafl ibadah. Nafl ibadah. Because there's ishq and love within this. And he's praying for the sake of ishq. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So, this is with regards to, Allah Ta'ala says, that I like a person who does ibadah in hiding, especially the women, because a woman is the hidden personality. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want the woman to come out. Allah said to the woman, female, your salah is not in the masjid. Who said, go to the masjid, pray salah in the masjid? Allah says, no, I don't like this for the woman. Totally, I don't like this at all. Totally. Rather, Allah says, pray your salah in your home. And Allah says, don't pray in your courtyard in your home. No, hide yourself more. Where should you pray? Pray in your room. The more you hide in concealment, the more I'll make you my beloved, O female. So that woman who has the order, the Allah's ibadah, pray it, observe the worship in hiding. How can that woman leave the house? Tell me. How much has Allah hidden the woman who is the thing of hiding, concealment? Yes, so this ibadah, nafal ibadah, extra supererogatory ibadah, optional, the more a person does this in hiding, concealment, and all the other ibadah, not just salah, sadaqat, charity, nafal ibadah. What has Allah Ta'ala said? I like what when you do it? That when you give with one hand, the other hand shouldn't realize. But we are unfortunate, we don't do this. We don't do this. Our life, until the other person doesn't know, we don't enjoy ourselves. Until the third man doesn't know we're doing ibadah worship, we don't enjoy ourselves. If he doesn't appreciate that seed or hear the if he doesn't say that, he's good, he's pious, then we don't enjoy ourselves when we do ibadah. That we have a demand inside us, our nafs, that the people know, they're aware, recognize what I do. This is called not for the sake of Allah, rather he's doing this action for who? For the sake of dunya, for the world. How much difference there is in this? Tell me. How much difference there is in this action? Tell me. The Allah Ta'ala is saying to us, do this action in hiding. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't want you to do these deeds by showing others. Allah says, I want you to do it in concealment. That this behind the barrier. And what happens when you do this? That when you pray nafal salah and you're stood, when you're praying tahajjud salah in the masjid and others are looking or watching, others are aware, when you pray other salah, then what happens inside him, this emotion and condition comes that people will think I'm pious, I'm praying salah. He'll consider that I'm good. He'll think I'm a pious, I'm a wali, I'm running here, I pray my salah. People can see me. No, it's prohibitive. Or it's not encouraged, it's discouraged. That such a salah, even your qadha salah, don't pray visibly in front of people, because there's excess there, there's a quantity, people can see how Allah Ta'ala wants to save you. So here in reality, nafal salah, with regards to praying nafal or other good actions in hiding, Allah says, I am saving you from a very big sin. From a very big sin. That you think that this is ibadah, and you think that people, that for example, you think that you're pious, that mashallah, what is it I'm doing? What's happening? There's qirat, his good recitation. You think that people are praising you, and you think your ibadah has been accepted. A mad person, you should think that where's your ibadah going if you want other people to see and appreciate? That what sickness you are occupied in, because shaitan and nafs are present. So here, this is the message with regards to being cautious. All the different principles and pillars are coming. So there's a big pillar of cautiousness here. If you want to be saved from that big sin, which is a very big sin, very big sin, extremely big sin. How big a sin is this? That person, it is included that in shirki asgar. This is shirk. When you do actions riyah, showing off. The ibadah, the worship, that you do it for the sake of the dunya. You want acclaim, you want recognition, that the dunya is then included in your ibadah. You want people to praise you, you want people to recognize you, you want the feelings, the emotions of recognition. There's no lilayat in that action, in any action. Then Allah Ta'ala says, with regards to that ibadah worship, what has Allah Ta'ala given the definition, the title? In Musnad Ahmad, there's a hadith I'd like to share with you. In the hadith, it's stated that person, I'll give you the meaning of the hadith, because I'm not reciting this literally. So it's such an ibadah in which it's done for the dunya, to show to people, for recognition of dunya, and you have a desire in your heart for recognition, for people to acclaim you. It's stated such an ibadah, and hereafter you'll get nothing for that ibadah. First principle, nothing will you attain in the hereafter for that ibadah. If you want recognition, then when you do ibadah for those people, I'll say go to those people and ask them for the reward. You're not going to get nothing from me here. In Tabarani, there's a hadith. Tabarani. I think Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated this hadith. And listen to the next step here. That ibadah and worship where they're showing off. Showing people, and you want fame. You want to be famous. And for the sake of Allah ends, and for the sake of the dunya comes, you have to deserve the dunya. Dunya should praise me. Dunya should elevate me. Dunya should say, wah, very good, very good. Then for that person, what is there? On the earth and the heavens, all of that space, it's written that he is a cursed person. Allahu Akbar. Let's go beyond this. And another hadith in Tabarani. That person who does actions for the sake of the world, for the sake of showing to people, for the sake of fame and acclaim in the dunya, for recognition, and he has these feelings and emotions and desires, then listen, what a big punishment. Then the hellfire, there'll be a name written hanging on top of hellfire that he is destined for hellfire. And his face will be dragged and spoilt, disfigured. Which face? Face like this? That face which is his real face, it will be disfigured. This, what's he doing? Oh, look at my ibadah, look at my prostration, look at my qirat, look at my recitation. But inside, his niyyah is spoilt. His recognition, he is desperate for acclaim. He's desperate for people to recognize him. What a big disease, my brothers. Think about it. What a big disease. We need to struggle and work hard to eliminate this sickness. And another hadith, not Tabrani, but Bayhaqi. And beautiful message in this hadith. Allahu Akbar. Total straightforward in this hadith. That person who does ibadah like this, he's a mushrik. End of story. End of story. So now whether we accept or not, but there are many other hadith, but in these four hadith, pay attention, that there's another big hadith that we know in Nisa'i, that hadith I think it is, in which there are three groups of people, they will be called on the Day of Judgment, the Hafiz will be called, the Hafiz of the Quran, and the Shaheed will be called, he'll be summoned, the third, this moment is not coming to my mind. So we have the Hafid, the Shaheed, and the third, this moment is not in my mind. So they'll be asked, summoned, that why did you do this amal? Hafid will say, Allah, for your remembrance, I used to do qiraat, recitation, Allah Ta'ala, his books will be open. Be it open, Allah says, alongside this is lying here. You did this for the sake of the world, for recognition you did this amal, that you wanted to be written in the books of history. You wanted people to like you. You wanted the acclaim. Well, however, the bigger the gathering, your recitation was better. When there were less people, your recitation was different. Say subhanAllah. When there was a big gathering, big congregation, you used to give a speech, beyond speech, call people, bigger gathering. Your niyyah wasn't this that you want to deliver, get thawab and tabligh. Your niyyah was that I want to announce and advertise. People call me, oh, he's a big shot. He's so this and that. You wanted that recognition. This is a sickness, brothers. Can this be a sickness? Corona can come to anybody. Yes, corona can come to, and this can come to anyone. Corona will come quickly to that person who doesn't protect himself. Say, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So that person gets a sickness quicker who doesn't protect himself. Allah says that follow the means, the methods. If you got more danger, it can come quicker. So a person, if he doesn't protect himself and he sat amongst the wrong environment, then he's in big danger. Say, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. That person is a greater danger. He's in more hazard that he thinks that this is my Quran. It's not yours, Allah says. The Quran, put it to one side. You have no link with this. Take him from his neck, the scruff of his neck, and drag him into the hellfire. What a big status of the Hafiz. Not a minor status. Not the Hafiz. The Hafiz status is such that you keep on reading and keep on getting the stages of Jannah. That crown will be put on his head. Forget, by his mother and father will get the crown. That it will be glowing, shinier than the moon and the stars. It will, and the sun, it will illuminate the whole of Jannah. But that crown will. But, did he protect this amal of his from riya? From showing off? That the wealth Allah will give. But that wealth, it will become wealth at that time when no thief steals that wealth of ours. Don't we know that what forces are along with us? Don't we know what is riya showing off? Tell me. We've forgotten, haven't we, this fact? Just we want praising, recognition, you're showing off, want people to acclaim you. Allah's given you ilm. He's given you the method of you can give bayans and speeches and lectures for this reason, so that you can deliver the message of Allah to the hearts of the people. And you can make your akhirah, your hereafter, that you can explain to people and improve the people. Not that you have a big gathering, a person, you spend on one person, even if there's one person in the gathering, spend as much time on him as if there are 50 people. So even if one person you prepare for the akhirah, say subhanAllah, then he will become the person on which you will depend. As long as you, for example, you read the Quran, that if you learn Quran for the, and you taught someone Quran for the sake of Allah, you had no other objective. You had no need, a big madrasa, etc., that you don't have the means, you don't have the time. You can't teach in a big institution, and the Quran is in your heart. Such a great wealth, that if you take a child from the street, subhanAllah, say, son, come, let me teach you Quran. And every day you give 30 minutes to that child, No, I want a madrasa, institute, and I want the recognition. I won't say those things. I want the rest of these things so people recognize me. Then I'll teach the Quran. There's conditions upon the conditions. So who are you doing all of this for? Tell me. And then you want praise. Yes, you want titles and titles. And I don't say anything. I won't say anything more. Tell me. Subhanallah. So this is what we need to see, that the real khanqah, when you sit in there, subhanallah. Why am I emphasizing these points today? Because Allah's given me an opportunity that in this day and age, this is the drought. My Hazrat Sahib's words are that, remember that, for example, somebody saw this in a dream. I told this dream before. They sat in front of the Kaaba, he saw the dream. He said, Hazrat, I saw the Kaaba, the Minar was dropping. Minar, it dropped. And Hazrat Sahib smiled and looked at him and said that this year such a wali wala will pass away. That after that, walayat will end. Allahu Akbar. After that, no wali of that level. And that year Hazrat Sahib passed away after Umrah. Allahu Akbar. He could not come back to Hajj. This is the hal, my brothers. Such people, if you sit in their khankas, you take their sobat, alhamdulillah. Khal is purity, you will see purity. You will see that one man who's working hard, effort, his speech is not on the whole gathering, even if it's 100, same emotions. 1,000, same emotions. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, he has fikr of ummah, fikr ummah. Concern, distress with ummah. The Nabi al-Kareem says, ummah may be revived. May they learn the right actions, whether it's a woman or a man. Everyone, he embraces everything, that somehow somebody is corrected, realigned. This is my duty of being given. No differentiation. He's higher, lower. He's rich, he's poor. Poverty, wealthy, has higher status, more money. He has no concern with these things. He has one figure, one concern. On every face, he wants to see the gracious prophet's ummah. He wants to see that amal. He has that gham, that sadness, that concern. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So Riya, brothers, showing off, we need to be cautious. It makes a person a mushrik. Mushrik. And with nafal ibadah, subhanallah. Showing off for the sake of other people. Our Naqshbandi silsala. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. The first brick of the building is this. First and foremost, that showing off ends there and then. On the first brick that's laid in the wall. In the building. Learn dhikr from a Naqshbandi Shaykh. Straight, direct, he'll give you dhikr. Neither will you be able to hear, nor will the angels be able to hear. No one, only you can, subhanAllah, feel that. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. On one occasion, say again, subhanAllah, make my heart happy, subhanAllah. Can Riya come in this dhikr? But who wants to work hard? Oh, we want la ilaha illallah. Shout out la ilaha illallah. La, show other people so that the walls fall. This is a high grade dhikr, but for this, you need, this is not the time. This is the day and age of fitna. Disorder. That's why this silsila has been stated as the greatest silsila, Naqshbandi silsila. Yes, what else can there be in this silsila? Because everything is done in isolation. What is the sif, the quality? The quality in this silsila is it takes you out of riya, showing off, gives you ikhlas, concealment, isolation, takes you out of shirk, and subhanAllah makes you the mu'min. All the ibadah that you're increasing, they're becoming dust and stones and soil. It makes that the mansions and the palaces of Jannah, paradise. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the case. This is the case. The diamonds, the heer, only the jeweler recognizes the diamonds. The person who has the design is hard to attain Allah. First, he wants to become an ashik. And the ashik, the quality biggest is that, tell me such an action, O Shaykh, I can do it in hiding so no one can see or realize. So Naqshbandi Shaykh, teacher, he gives you that silsila that you won't know, even your wife won't know, even the angels won't know. Nobody will know that in the akhirah it will be realized when you're presented in front of Allah. Even you won't know. And I'll say, wait, stop him. What's the case? Allah says there's some rewards you cannot see, left over. Allahu Akbar. Some rewards are left over. Hi. Angels say, Allah, which reward? We didn't see that. Whatever we saw and heard, we wrote it. Allah says, be quiet. What do you know about these points? Subhanallah. This is my ashik lover. Ashik, Allah says. And ashik, what did they do? The ashikain, they didn't do actions in open life. 70, 80 years. He kept on remembering inside he was burning. Inside he was burning. Aha, he didn't say. All his lataif, he remembered me. His blood was flowing and he kept saying, Allah, Allah, inside him, say subhanallah, subhanallah. Even his bones he burned, his meat he burned. My subhanallah, my sheikh, his tongue was burning, moist. It was moist. So much he recited the name of Allah that his body was raging. But subhanAllah, no one in the world knew that Ali Murtaza was the Zakir. Allahu Akbar. Armed, normal person. This is how he became the great human being. And we, Naqshbandi says that this is how great it is. The Mashaikh, Sister Naqshbandi, no, amongst our Mashaikh, our Paisal list, never did they do a Mareed pray Nafal. Oh, stand and do this action. No. In our company, Nafal was not given the emphasis. Why? Because right now, make your earth capable that stand and pray Nafal at that time. This is the Salah of Ishq, the Ashik, the lover. That when Riyah comes out of you, when the showing off comes out of you, then pray the Nafal as much as you want. Then do Ibadah as much as you want. Yes, foolish person, you're doing all these actions now. There's a big sin concealed in your actions. That you're earning that sin. That why don't get ijazah to rain a fill? Why don't get ijazah? So much thawab is being sold. When the thawab is being told, these are for those people, the thawab for nawafil, for isha, chasht, and tahajjud. And for those people, the thawab whose earth was made cultivated. Because when a person goes to a sheikh to be improved, then that sheikh gives him good things and he doesn't give him bad actions. He gives him the good encouragement. He doesn't, the thief will say, do this and do that, do this much quantity. And especially women, give me ijazah to nafil, give me ijazah to do this. So the biggest bidah, disrespect of the Naqshbandi silah is this, that the murid himself, he asked the shaykh, Allahu Akbar. Big bidah, he's a totally useless murid, student. He goes and asks himself, give me this and that. Don't ask yourself. Don't ask. The thing that we've been given, we ask for that from the shaykh, subhanAllah. Say subhanAllah, such murids today, and then when they knock on the door, can you take it back? Or I took it in mistake. The thing that's given, we want to return that. Brothers, this is a big darajat of ishq. Ajeeb situation this is. Ajeeb. Shaykh gives, for this reason, he knows what's better for the murid. He gives the pure thing. He doesn't take it back from you. He doesn't take it back from you. He knows what's beneficial for you. What you need. He doesn't take it back. SubhanAllah. He encourages you, encourages more. He says, oh young man, stand and stand in tahajjud and show to Allah that and display that Allah, I'm praying tahajjud. My Hazrat Sahib, many years after many years, he said to me, and I've got this in writing, that pray nafil extra. After years, where there was Kaaba, all night long, my life I spent with Hazrat Sahib. I won't swear and say that I don't need to swear. But never did I, in front of Hazab in his company, never did I observe any nafil ibadah, not even in front of the Kaaba. SubhanAllah. Why? I didn't get the ijazah from Hazab. I knew if I stand and start praying nafil salah, this is not nafil, it won't remain nafil. This ishraq won't be ishraq. This will be my destruction. It won't be the ibadah. Look, when you go to a teacher, doctor for cure, then in the doctor's clinic, you should know all of the principles of the clinic of your doctor. Otherwise, you get destroyed. You should know the rules, what's adab of the sheikh, how do I sit, what do I do, what is dhikr. For us, it's prohibited to sit on the side and do dhikr. It's better be behind the sheikh if you want to get fares, then sit behind him and get the fares, the blessings. Not in front of him, to the side of him, showing to the sheikh, I'm a zakir, I'm doing zikr. No, even if you don't want to show off, but this is the principle. The people in the world will think, oh, you're sitting there showing to him. Even remember this, that physically, don't always show that you are zakir, closing your eyes, you're doing zikr, people see you're doing zikr. This is riya, showing off. Yes, that your shaykh, he's prepared you now, that you know, have no need to close your eyes, you can keep your eyes open and do dhikr of Allah as well. Aha. SubhanAllah. Maraqba is such in isolation, the eyes are not closed, in your isolation, eyes closed, your tongue is stopped, but just for the sake of Allah, that in front of Allah, you've opened your heart to remember Him. That's in isolation. This is the point, my brothers. Think for a few moments. Think for a few moments. So your hands, even if in the dunya, but your heart is attached to Allah. Naqshbandi silsila, what's the point of a big gathering, showing people, turn your eyes, showing you doing dhikr? Then, only if there's a gathering, your sheikh's there, don't worry, masjid, wherever you are, draw the fares from the sheikh. But if your sheikh's not present, in the gathering, try, don't show your ibadah. Someone says, oh look, he's a dhakir, he's a Naqshbandi sheikh's murid. How dare you, open your eyes, and with your heart do the dhikr of Allah. That's the kamal achievement. Everything's happening left, right, everything. You have no need to show off. Your eyes are open. People should not know that you're in this dunya, but you are in dunya, in the jannah at that time. Wallahi, the Naqshbandi murid are like this, sincere. They have no need to show to people. Nothing can disturb them. Even the noise of the aeroplane or the oceans or the seas, the gatherings of the world won't disturb them. Big lectures, they'll be sitting there. Their eyes are opened. Their faces are paying attention to what's happening in front of them, but their hearts paying attention to Allah. Is there a murid like you? Are you a murid like this? Say, yes, inshallah, I'm like this. Why are you afraid? Yes, I'm telling you the tariqah, the methodology, the adab. So not in every gathering, close your eyes, bow your head, four or five people are sat masjid, and you sit there, and you're showing. And you sit there, close your eyes, and you crouch down. No, how dare you? Oh, in sunnah, I've got no jaz, and jaz, I'm not going dhoti where the blanket shake knows they're not capable, he'll do riyah, showing off. Every action ibadah, if your shaykh tells you not to do an ibadah, then he's saving you from a very big sin. Which sin? That is announced that he's a mushrik who's doing ibadah for the sake of dunya. So do you want to be a mushrik? Or do you want to take the guidance? Do you enjoy what I'm saying? Do you understand? This is the majlis of asr. Subhanallah. After 10 days you'll remember. Maybe you will get this next year or not. We don't know. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Brothers, my brothers, so this is a very big lesson, a warning, that don't do any ibadah for fame, for status. A big disease come inside the human being. So go, the first cure, solution is what? The first cure is that go to a Naqshbandi sheikh, take his hand, subhanallah, take his hand, take his company, and then learn that a Naqshbandi never does ibadah for showing off. Never. He is dry. Look, a murid, a student, it's not that I'm 60 years, 25 years in the company of my sheikh, I did khidmat, but what have you become in that time? What have you become? Inside you, you didn't have, the niyyah hasn't been corrected yet. Why? Because your niyyah wasn't to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness. That's why. You didn't know, have that love. You didn't have that desire. That, for example, can a person demand and claim that he loves Allah so much that his deeds are for Allah? Why does that love not come into us? 60, 70 years, we're old. Because we didn't have that niyyah to become like that. Allah Ta'ala's love hasn't come into our hearts yet. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But the Naqshbandi silsala, the Naqshbandi order and love of Allah, Lokbar, is distributed just like when the rain falls from the sky. But rain falls onto that ground and absorbs and penetrates that ground in which there is capacity that it can absorb that rainwater. Rain is falling everywhere in the world. But the plants only grow there, the flowers only grow there on that earth which is fertile, soft and tender. Where there's dry, barren, solid land in which it is solid, then the water, it drops and splashes off. But the soft land, it absorbs the water and the plants and the fruits grow in that land. So whenever you go to a wali Allah, friend of Allah, pray two rukah nafil salah before that, correct your niyyah, Allah, I want to attain your nearness, Allah. In his service, I want to immerse myself. I want to immerse myself in the service of the sheikh and give myself 100%. But Allah, it's for your sake I'm doing this, to attain your nearness. Then you see how you become the right murid, the student. Look, that is the love. What is the love we have today? Say subhanallah. So riya, showing off. Shaykh saves you. He's not this, that for example, I want to practice sunnah, I want to do this sunnah, Shaykh's not allowing me. The more you have the desire, passion, the more the riyad is. The more riyad is hidden inside you, showing off. Showing off. Doing it to show others. So, Hazrat Sahib, I never had imam on in front of Hazrat. Say subhanallah. Despite that it was such an earth that there, that even the birds, everything there, the creatures, everything around, everyone, all they used to implement sunnah. And people said, Ajib man, he's so close to Hazrat Sahib, I wouldn't wear imamah. Why? Because I knew that Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, put this awareness inside me. Allah Ta'ala, knowingly Allah taught me that I knew that I have this desire, everyone's wearing it, I should wear it. I knew, I said no, that yakin and most definitely, there's a big crime if I do this, and the hereafter will become azab for me, until the shaykh doesn't say to me, I won't do this action, Allahu Akbar. So do you know who gave me ijazah to wear this, to do this? 7-8 years afterwards, this ijazah I got, how, in which way? The Hazrat sent me to go to my shaykh and meet him, go and meet my shaykh. Yes, otherwise what connection did I have with this sheikh? That he knew about his teacher, but I didn't know. I never went there. All the people used to go there. I never went there. To Hazrat Sahib Sheikh's environment. There, the ijtama, that in our khankas, that from Gadai people used to go. Hazrat Sahib used to say, smiling to me, Farooqi Sahib, you didn't go. You didn't go. Farooqi Sahib, why didn't you go? I usually was to Hazrat Sahab, I didn't go. I thought, why do I need to go? So I didn't say that Hazrat Sahab showing this, the Hazrat Sahab due to your ijaz, I didn't go, oh, I'm sat in your love, Hazrat, I loved you, etc. All of these things I learned, this all drama, the words, the extra words. For love, you don't need to show physically with your words. No, no, no. Love is ajeeb, unique condition. It drags the love of the Shaykh from the heart. It draws and absorbs. Subhanallah. So the haya in the heart with is no haya, no shame. You'll see he thinks he's an ashik, he's showing off, but he's disrespectful. His words, there'll be no impact. You say, huh? What? Huh? You say like this. This is how he'll talk. He goes along with the environment, the people around him, according to the stage, the people around him. He's not constant. He's not consistent. It's all showing off. Showing off. The ashik, the true lover, he has one approach, one method. He doesn't change with the climate, with the weather. What tarbiyah is happening, my friends? Isn't it? What tarbiyah is taking place? It's happening, isn't it? Yes, tarbiyah, improvement. Improvement, purification. That's what you get in the company, the gathering of the shaykh. So why is the tarbiyah happening? Why am I explaining these points? Why do I ever need to explain this? For this reason, I want that you become the stars of the Naqshbandi Silsila in the sky and glow. Because Hazrat Sahib, due to his names, you're gathered. I have to give the reports tomorrow to Hazrat Sahib. What work did you do? What effort? I'll say, all these people, I made them your ghulam and I came. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Whose niyas until today, but no correct. 70 years or no problem. From today, make the niyah Allah, that I have love, true love for my Hazrat, and I want to learn true love from my Shaykh. I made big mistakes before this. Mistakes I made Allah, I want forgiveness to be able to do tawbah. Subhanallah. And do istighfar from your Shaykh. Again, do your bayah. Again, you place your allegiance. Don't be afraid. Haven't died yet. Person makes a mistake. He makes a mistake because my niyyah was not correct. Say it. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This dars is given for this reason. Brothers, anyway, time is, we have to do dhikr. There's lots of words. Very high grade subject. So everything we need to look at. First and foremost, the big action the Shaykh does is that he saves his murid from riya, showing off. Because that wastes and burns all of the other ibadat, which is riya, showing off. So the biggest action of the Shaykh and the big favor of the Shaykh on his murid may be sacrificed for Hazrat Sahib. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That he saves the student from riya, showing off. Riya, showing off shouldn't come in. That good quality, best hafiz, best alim, best qari, and do the qiraat in front of dunya, do imamat in front of dunya, do speech in front of dunya. But your desire should be, you want to do this, but do it in such a way that just not you're doing in front of people, rather you're doing it to the bare walls. For the sake of Allah, no sake for fame, status. Every murid, the Shaykh wants this for all of his murids. He doesn't want that you don't become hafiz, don't become qari. He wants that. Become this, so that the heavens and earth praise you. You become a glowing star. But become like this. Correct your niyyah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Correct your intentions. That which Shaykh doesn't want that my murid, his darajat and elevated alim, should be the greatest alim. Hafiz should be the greatest hafiz. The whole world should pray salah behind him. Every Shaykh wants this for his student. Why? Because murid, his elevation, is the elevation of the Shaykh. Subhanallah. Today, somebody showed me a janazah a few days ago. Our Hazrat Mumin Sahib, when he passed away, Subhanallah, a big janazah, and I prayed to Nurka Nafal. I said, Hazrat, I fulfilled your promise that such a person who Ghulam I created, that in the world people are praising him. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Great student. Great student. So his Khalifa, if this is his hal, then his janazah, if the Khalifa's state is like this, that his janazah was in such a great state, then imagine that, I'm not praising myself, imagine Hazrat Sahib, that he, for example, he went with Khalafat of this Islam, he was Khalifa. Subhanallah. After years, he learned for various years, sabak from me, he sat in the Khanqah for many years, all night long. Yes. I was surprised. That was in itikaf. Many years ago, this was occurrence. I saw who's calling out. And I saw that with him, you know, the person who's with him, his colleague. And I saw his face. And I said, who is this? And I saw the person who sat with him. And I'd seen him in the mosque. Used to come, Randall Street Mosque used to give speeches. I had no connection with him. And I remember his face, and there was a person sat with him. I said, looks like him. Mulana Sahib used to give speeches there. And I was surprised that he had come. It was the third part of the nine. And there's no, after speeching, he came to Manchester to the Khanqah. After giving the bayan, he came to the Khanqah in Manchester. And he came and he sat next to my feet and he was reciting near where I was sitting. And he took the smug lessons with speed. I knew Allah Ta'ala was had given mihrban on him. I didn't know that. There was only a few days left. And such big gatherings in his dhikr, that so many people used to come. Many, many people he used to host the dhikr. And this is the phase of Murtaziyya. Subhanallah. From Bolton, he took that and he delivered it to the people, to the hearts. So it wasn't his janazah. This was Hazrat Sahib's Khalifa's janazah that was taking place at that time. Whether anyone's accepts or not, but this is the reality, the truth. Today, even today, his tasbih and kitab are present with that person. He used to bring him the spark. You know him, the person who used to bring him. His love, his muhabbat, his adab. I want to tell you one event. I was surprised about such a person. He was fana. Fana, such a big alim. One night, there was an event that I was on my own. Upstairs, and in isolation, he took ijaz and came to me. It was total isolation of Ramadan I'm speaking about. He came and sat next to me. And after coming, he came very close, very close. And after coming, he started to cry. And he's not in the dunya now, so he started to cry. I said, Hazrat, why are you crying? And he was bay'ah. And he had taken the sabak, the lessons. He said that from so long, I had a desire, I want to fulfill it, Hazrat Sahib. I'm afraid. I said, tell me. He said, I don't know that if I'm disrespectful, how can I say this to you? I said, tell me. And he said, I was just sat like this, and I was sat there with the pillow, with the ease, and he came closer, and he put his hand on my leg. I don't know. I said, what's happening? And he submitted, and he bowed down. He said, Hazrat, let me kiss your feet. He said, let me not kiss. He said, Allah, let me do choose, suck. And I saw his face, I saw everything, and I could see inside him his jazb, his passion, so much ishq and love with the silsala that I could not stop him. And along with the shaykh, he says that when the murid is in the hall, don't stop him. Allahu Akbar. He was crying, the tears were flowing. Yes, the janazas don't perform like this. This wasn't the janazah of takreer speech, it's the janazah of the ashiks that are performed like this. Don't take bad what I'm saying, I'm sharing this with you. So brothers, that if he takes the treasures, he takes the treasures. So this is the ashik a person should become. That if, for example, you don't understand your mistakes, your downfalls, and bring them out, accept them, seek forgiveness, that my niyyah was not correct. That's why I committed mistakes and made mistakes. So I did shaitaniyat in my life. Such big sins. I'm like this. I'm not correct. So accept your downfalls and deficiencies. Say, subhanAllah. Don't be afraid, inshallah. Shaykh is very tender and soft, your shaykh, your teacher. If you take in his hand, then inshallah, he'll take you to the end point, inshallah. But correct yourselves along the way. So brothers, all of this, the words, the discussion, who's tufail, who's ronan, with whose fadl, whose grace, whose mercy, whose rain, this is all Ramadan's grace and generosity and mercy. So to take this illness, the whole of Ramadan Allah has given to us. Allah has given us such ibadat, the thawab is written, subhanallah, times 100, multiplied, because this is such an ibadah in hiding, isolation, far from riya, showing off. There's no showing off here. Allah says the reward for this is that this is my fast. So Allah says that individual who all the rest of the year does ibadah like this, that just like with regards to fast is mine, Allah says, then on the day of judgment, Allah says with regards to that individual, this servant is mine. He is mine. Come to him, let him come into Jannah, he's mine, don't account him, don't look at his deeds, become like that, just like Ramadan took ibadah of fasting from you. Greatest action of fast is this, that there's no showing off in fasting. Never can fasting have showing off contaminated, there's no sign of showing off in that. Riya. How do I know that what have you done, who sat here? Maybe there are people who are sick, somebody's got diabetes and this and that, but everyone's fasting. How do I know who's fasting, who's not? So you wouldn't even dare and say that you're not fasting if you're not. Yes, can anyone say that he's not fasting? Doesn't matter how much it hides a person's deeds, that even despite he's not doing that ibadah, but people think he's doing that ibadah. Subhanallah. So tell me. So if we have ikhlas, 30 days we spend with ikhlas, then my passion and love says this, subhanallah. With Allah's grace and favor and mercy, that the 30 days if we practice this ibadah correctly, Allah desires that he saved and purified from this sin of shirk, so the showing off comes out of his heart. This is the meaning of fasting. That's what fasting invites us to. And with this niyyah, if we keep the fast and we spend Ramadan, then I'm hopeful in the mercy of Allah, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala purifies that person from the sin of riya. Allah gives him that strength. From today, we should correct our niyyah. We should understand the message of Ramadan. Our biggest duty now, that just like in Ramadan, we were desperate, that the rest of our life, we should be without riya. We are desperate to be without riya in Ramadan. We should be the same for the rest of our life, without riya. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Ameen.
Bismillah, inna alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. As-salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina muslimin. Ya Allah, ya Mawla, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Ghaffar, ya Sattar. اپنے فضل کرم سے میرے مولا ہماری مجلس کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں سچا مسلمان بنا, سچا مسلمان بنا, پکا مسلمان بنا. ریا سے پاک کر دے, دکھاوے سے پاک کر دے, شرک سے پاک کر دے, منافق سے پاک کر دے. دل, زبان, ہر چیز ہماری میرے مولا ایک ہو وہ تیرے لیے ہو میرے مولا. یا اللہ اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے لیے رمضان آسان فرما دے. یا اللہ رمضان سلامتی والا رمضان بنا دے, ہر بری چیزوں سے, ہر عیبوں سے ہمیں اس رمضان میں پاک فرما دے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.